The World Chess Championship is underway in London. It's 27-year-old defending champ and eye candy Magnus Carlsen of Norway against 26-year-old regular guy who watches Game of Thrones, Fabiano Caruana of the United States. 12 games, 1 point for a win, half a point for a draw. First player to 6.5 points wins. Could last until the end of the month. The first two games ended in draws, so 1 point apiece. Game three was on Monday as we were recording this podcast. Previewing the match, the New York Times wrote in a headline, "Searching for the next Bobby Fischer, the U.S. finds Fabi." iChess.net asked, "Is Fabiano Caruana the next Bobby Fischer?" ESPN answered, "He's being called the next Bobby Fischer." The Wall Street Journal, savvy about the media's ways, sighed, "This is how it goes in chess. Whenever a young American player makes waves on the international stage, the press is quick to call him the next Bobby Fischer." But in this case, the comparison may hold. The first mention that I found of the phrase "the next Bobby Fischer" is from September 20th, 1972, 19 days after Boris Spassky resigned in Reykjavik to give Fischer the world title. "Tennis, everyone," the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel wrote. "You betcha, because everyone who isn't running out these days to pick up a chess set and become the next Bobby Fischer is grabbing a racket and balls to emulate Billie Jean King and Rod Laver." But it didn't take long for the next Bobby Fischer to settle in as a descriptive for any rising chess star. Some observers, said one report in October 1972, feel that 29-year-old Jude Acers may be the next Bobby Fischer. He wasn't, but Acers, known for wearing a red beret and playing passersby for money on the street in New Orleans, has made a life in chess. New Yorker 5 may be next Bobby Fischer, the Wilmington, Delaware News Journal reported in December 1972 about Robert Ladon of New York, who started playing during the Fischer-Spassky match and within a few weeks had star coaches at the Manhattan Marshall Chess Club. The publicity landed Ladon on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He played Spassky as part of an exhibition in New York in 1974. I couldn't find much more about Ladon's chess career. Other next Bobby Fischers, however, did rise in the ranks. In May 1976, the New York Times said that 13-year-old Michael Wilder of Princeton, New Jersey, may be the next Bobby Fischer. Wilder won the U.S. championship in 1988, graduated from Yale, and then went to law school and effectively retired from chess. Today, he's a partner at a D.C. law firm and specializes in tax issues. Wilder had competition from 12-year-old Joel Benjamin, who fellow players and coaches say may be the next Bobby Fischer, the Hartford Courant reported in 1976. Benjamin became the youngest U.S. chess master. Now he's a grandmaster and a chess professional. Yasser Seirawan was a TNBF in 1982, but there were doubts. Will he become the next Bobby Fischer, a chess columnist wrote, or is he too busy living it up to make it to the top? Seirawan, the chess columnist wrote, skis, surfs, plays backgammon, ping pong, and pool, and is, quote, a bon vivant in tailor-made clothes and a dancer till dawn in discos. He became a four-time U.S. champ and grandmaster and is commenting on the current match. Could John Valoria be the next Bobby Fischer? The Journal News of White Plains, New York asked in 1989 of a 10-year-old who would win two youth titles. He could not, though Valoria was a competitive Scrabble player for a while. Is he the next Bobby Fischer? The Wall Street Journal's Roger Lowenstein asked of 12-year-old Jorge Zamora in 1991. 23 years later, the Boston Globe asked Zamora, now Jorge Samur Hasbun, whether his pupil, 13-year-old Sam Servian, could be the next Bobby Fischer. Samur Hasbun played along. Absolutely, of course he can. In 2005, the Times profiled 17-year-old Hiroku Nakamura. He could be the next Bobby Fischer without the quirks. 7 years later, NPR asked of Nakamura, next Bobby Fischer? In 2013, the Toronto Globe and Mail headlined a story about 9-year-old Carissa Yip, the next Bobby Fischer, which, given her gender, would have been something. Yip is the current U.S. girls junior champion. The current U.S. boys junior champion is Awander Leong, the next Bobby Fischer from Wisconsin. The online magazine Ozzy asked about him in 2015. There are dozens more names, some of whom became highly ranked players. Gata Kamsky, Jeff Sarwer, Steven Zirk, Ray Robson, and dozens more lines and headlines in local stories about chess clubs. Brownsville may be source for next Bobby Fischer. There is a chance the next Bobby Fischer will be playing at the Canadian Youth Chess Championship. The next Bobby Fischer could come from an unlikely place. the city's oldest elementary school on the outskirts of a Latin barrio. 10-year-old chess wizard has all the right moves. Boy may be next to Bobby Fischer. Is Maitland boy to become next Bobby Fischer? Can sub-Saharan Africa produce the next Bobby Fischer? The search for the next Bobby Fischer may have ended with an 11-year-old boy in Hawaii. All of these mentions elide an important question. What exactly is the next Bobby Fischer? It's not a child prodigy because kids have surpassed Fischer's early ratings. Is it an American world champion? There hasn't been one since Fischer. Or is it an American chess celebrity? Or just a transcendent chess mind, regardless of nationality? If it's that, well, case closed, because in 2007, a writer said that 16-year-old Magnus Carlsen has risen to the top ranks so fast that many consider him to be the next Bobby Fischer. Carlsen has won 3 world titles since then. The next Bobby Fischer is actually all of those things and nothing. It's a shop-worn media trope fueled in part by the title of a book and movie based on a next Bobby Fischer in New York in the 1980s, a little kid named Josh Waitzkin. It's an intentionally undefinable narrative, a convenient shorthand for elusive, incomprehensible genius, a glamorized reminiscence corrupted by nostalgia, an idea, a ghost. Bobby Fischer was a tormented genius with a personality disorder and then a mentally ill, anti-Semitic paranoiac who praised 9/11 and spent his final years abroad avoiding deportation before dying in Iceland. 46 years after he beat Spassky, Bobby Fischer remains the name in chess that people who don't know chess do know. Even if Fabiano Caruana wins the world championship, people will keep asking if someone is the next Bobby Fischer, but there won't ever be a next Bobby Fischer, and thank God for that.